Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 290, The Prayer of Jesus for His People, and The Word of God Against All of Satan's Resources. Feel his rhythm, hear his chord, sing his song. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the 11th month, on the 25th day of the 11th month.
Dear Dan, here is the prayer of Jesus for his people. Our Father who is in heaven, please, I pray, heal me from the poison of hell, and from the influence of the enemy's camp. Restore to me my vision, my sight, and my dreams. Restore to me what I have lost, and what was stolen. Bless me with the blessings of your throne. Bless me with the goodness of your heart. Bless me with the purpose of your life. Amen. Here is the word of God against all of Satan's resources. This is what the Lord says, to all those who hate God and his son Jesus, hear this. This is not your town. This is not your city. This is not your house. Leave now and never return. For it is written, the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only but also for the whole world. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 2, Verses 1 through 12. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath, and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, you shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. In Jesus' name, Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
To see you high and lift dust trails in the Milky Way. Eagles fly high in the desert sky. Less is known of the Sinai, and we long to see you. And our sphere was brought to birth by the goodness of your spoken word. Yourself in purest light, stretch out the heavens as a curtain, makes the clouds your chariot, chariot. Walk upon the wings of the wind, angels do your will, do your will.
By the goodness of your word, your word.